The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nun Daled. The Gemara we hear in Daphne Dalam and Beis discusses somebody who makes a neder that he's going to be Osir from Basar. If he makes a neder, he's abstaining from meat. So it's Mavur in the Gemara, the way we pass from like Rabbi Akiva. Someone makes a neder, noidim in a basar, so he's also to eat any types of animal meat, basar of behemoth. And the Gemara says clearly that really, if he would send the shliach to go to the store to buy, and he says, go buy me basar, buy me meat, if the shliach would come and ask him if the meat of a bird, of a oif, or the meat of a fish is included in his statement, if the shliach will come and ask him, so that in such an area where the shliach would ask him that, then it's included in his nether. Now the Gemara says, for different reasons, in the times of the Gemara, if somebody's noidim in a basar, then it could be that basar oif and basar dogum are not included. The Gemara says, if he was makiz dam, if he bloodlet so that day, so then he's not going to eat. He's not going to eat fish. He might not be eating basar of oif. However, the ikur halacha is that it is very possible. We see it comes out from the Gemara halacha lemaisa that it's possible that somebody makes a neder noidim in a basar. If in a mokim where the shliach will be nimlach, the shliach will ask him on basar oif in basar dogim, it will be included in the neder. So therefore, it's very possible that somebody makes a neder in a basar, he will not be allowed to eat basar of an animal, he will not be allowed to eat basar of a bird, and he will not be allowed to eat basar of a fish. The Ran over here quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Tes Halacha Vov, that paskins, if somebody makes a neder, is noidim in a basar, he's not going to eat meat. Says the Rambam that he is not allowed to eat oifis, chicken, he's not allowed to eat basar of any oif. It's Osir. The Rambam does not differentiate. Under all circumstances, it's Osir. Says the Rambam, what about eating dogim, to eat basar of dogim, a fish? Here the Rambam says it depends. If in the minhag hamokim is to be nimlach to ask, the shliach will ask, then it's Osir. If the minhag hamokim is not to ask, so when he says basar, then fish are not included, and therefore it will not be included in his nether. Frek the Ran says, I don't understand. The Gemara over here doesn't differentiate between oifis and dogim. There's no difference between oifis and dogim in the Gemara. The halacha by both of them is the same. If the minhag hamokim is to be nimlach to ask, then they're included in the nether. And they're also, if the minhag hamokim is not to ask, then they're not included. Why does the Rambam differentiate? Why does the Rambam say that when it comes to dogim, it depends if you're nimlach? But by oif, it makes no difference. Oif, it's always aser. But the Rambam should have said even by oif that there's a difference whether it's nimlach or not. Therefore, the Ran seems to disagree with this halacha of the Rambam. The Mefarshim try to give different explanations for this Rambam. Why would we differentiate between oifis and dogim, especially as in the Gemara? The Gemara does not differentiate between them. So, Rabbeinu Avraham Nahar over here says that even though our Gemara does not differentiate, however, we find a Mishnah, the Mishnah in Chulin, that the Gemara brings down. The Mishnah says, "Hanoidim in Abasar, somebody makes a nedim in Abasar, he's mutter, he's allowed to eat basar dogim vachagavim. He's allowed to eat basar dogim vachagavim." And what's absent from that Mishnah is oifis. The Mishnah does not mention oifis. So says Rabbeinu Avraham, even though an our Gemara would seem to we equate and we say they're the same, that basar oifis and basar dogim are the same. Still, the Gemara in Chulin, the Mishnah in Chulin seems to differentiate between the two, because the Mishnah does not mention oifis. The Mishnah only says basar dogim vachagavim. So it would seem, says Rabbeinu Avraham Nahar, that the Rambam would pass in like that Mishnah, that when it comes to basar dogim, so it's not necessarily included in his nether. So therefore, it's mutter unless it's nimlach according to Rabbi Akiva. However, when it comes to oifis, the Mishnah doesn't mention it because that was poshut. That was understood that at that time that Mishnah held that oifis are definitely included and there's nothing to discuss. Now Rabbeinu Avraham says, well, what's the pshat? You have to say that Mishnah Chulin holds that a person is always nimlach on oifis. A person, if somebody says basar, somebody says meat, of course, included in the word of basar, everybody, that's assumed, everybody understands that oifis are included. So since they're included, you're definitely nimlach. The Rambam was sois, and the Rambam didn't mention that by oifis depends whether you're nimlach or not, because you're always nimlach, and that's the stoma of the Mishnah Chulin, and that's why the Rambam is also soisim this halach. Now, the tour in Yerideus in Rachid Zion also says a similar idea. He doesn't quote the Mishnah Chulin, but he says that what you have to say, in the Rambam, that the Rambam held, the reason why the Rambam said that by Oifis makes no difference, because the Rambam knew in times of the Rambam, or in the place where the Rambam lived, that was poshut, everybody knew that, but the word Basar includes Oifis, and you're definitely Nimlach on Oifis. Therefore, the Rambam didn't have to mention it, because that was so simple, so that the Rambam says it for a davar poshut. However, dogim, it depends, by fish, it's not so simple. Sometimes you are nimlach, some places you're not nimlach. Therefore, the Rambam said over there, by fish, it makes a difference whether you're nimlach or you're not nimlach. So these truths in the Teretz, the Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar and the Tur, assume in the Rambam, that really, the Rambam agrees with the Gemara. And there really is no difference between, there's no fundamental difference between Basar Oif and Basar Dogim. Really, they're the same. And the Halacha depends whether you're nimlach, whether you're not nimlach. And they give answers to answer what the Rambam meant. However, the Maharik in the Tshuva and Siman Kuf Ayin Vav wants to explain the Rambam differently. He wants to explain that the Rambam has a different opinion. Says the Maharik Pshat in the Rambam, that's true, the Gemara over here doesn't differentiate between Basar Oifis and Basar Dogim. However, we know that when it comes to other areas of Halacha, even if in Torah there is no difference between the two, but Midrabban we find the difference. Because when it comes to the Isser of eating basar b'chalav, milk and meat together, so the halacha is that min ha-Torah we paskin that the only Isser to eat meat and milk together is basar of a behema, basar of an animal. However, Midrabban and the Chacham came along and the Chacham made gzeira, and they were geyser that not only is basar behema asr to eat if it's cooked together with milk, but it's also asr to eat basar of a oif. A basar of the meat of any bird with milk is asr, that's cooked with milk is asr midrabbanan. Says Marik, once the Chacham came along and made such a gzera that basar oif b'chalav is asr midrabbanan, so now, by virtue of this gzeir that the Chum made, the Chum didn't make a specific gzeir only by basar b'chalav. The Chum said that we consider basar of a bird, basar of a oif, like basar of a behema. So once basar of a oif is considered like basar of a behema, so now if somebody makes a nether, min ha-basar, it's implicitly included in the basar, the fact that basar oif is also included in his nether. However, when the Chum made a gzeir, they didn't make a gzeir on basar dogim. They didn't say that it's also also to eat fish with milk, even though there are certain shittas that it might be a stakana to eat fish with milk, but it's definitely not included in the isser of basar b'chalav midrabban, the gzeira of the Chacham made. So therefore, halachically speaking, the word basar does not include basar dogim. Still, someone makes a nether and he's nimlach, so the Rambam says that then it's included. If he's not nimlach, it's not included. But when it comes to basar oif, the Rambam paskin, there cannot be any difference whether he is nimlach or whether he's not nimlach after the Chacham came along and made the gzeira that the basar includes, the halachically includes even basar oif. So according to the Marik, comes out a chiddush in halacha, chiddush in din, that we consider, even though min ha-Torah we do not consider oif to be considered like basar, still midrabbanan we consider oif to be just like basar of a behema, and yet dog and fish are not like that. Now there is a slightly different answer that's brought down over here in the Chasam Sofer that says that he seems to go a step weiter, a step further than the Marik. Chasam Sofer says the pshat in the Rambam is that if it's any time that it's not clear when somebody says a word. So if somebody says a word and makes a nether and we can rely on what the Lashon Le'Adam, the way people understand, so then we rely on Lashon Le'Adam. But if it's not clear, somebody says a word in a nether and it's not clear what he means, then he says any time Lashon Le'adam is not clear, Ha'ochum Acher Lashon HaTorah. So he says Lashon HaTorah, we go after the Torah. Now, when it comes to the word Basar in the Torah, and the Torah talks about Basar, what does the Torah mean? Is the Torah referring to Basar Behema only? Or is the Torah referring even to Basar Ha'if? Says the Chasam Sofer, that's clear that when the Torah refers to Basar, it means even Basar Ha'if. How do we know that? Because there's an Isser in the Torah to eat Basar Menachai. The Darshan from a Pasuk, Basar Asada Treif Leisichelu, that it is Asur to take, to cut a piece of meat off of a live animal that did not have a Shechita, and eat it. It's also to eat basar that's cut off from a chai, from a live animal. Says Chasam Sofer, this halacha, this iser, which is the iser deraisa, is not only true by a basar of a behem. Even though the Torah says the word basar, which means meat, but this iser applies in the Torah even to basar of a oif. It applies even to the meat of any bird. And if somebody would chop the meat off of a bird, the halacha is he's not allowed to eat it. Chop the meat off a live bird, you're not allowed to eat it. It's basar min achai. Says Chasam Sofer, we see when it comes to the lashon of the Torah, the way the Torah speaks, the word basar applies equally to basar of a behemoth, of an animal, and to basar of a oif, of a bird. Therefore, says Chasam Sofer, if we're not sure what the halacha will be and what people actually mean, we're going to use the Lashon HaTorah, and the Lashon HaTorah, somebody who says Basar would apply equally to Basar Behema and Basar Oif. Therefore, this person's nether applies equally as well to Basar Behema and Basar Oif. Now, implicit in the Chasam Sofer is that the word Basar does not include Basar of a fish. Now, when it comes to the Isser of Basar Basada Treifa, it's not possible to say that the Isser applies to a fish as well as a behemah, as well as a oif, because the Isser would only apply to a behemah and a oif because there is an Isser to eat them before they have shechita. But there's no Isser to eat a fish that doesn't have a shechita. There's no halach, there's no mitzvah of shechita that's set on a fish. So it can't be possible. There's no Isser to eat basar and hachai of a fish. Now the question would then become, Will we find cases where the Torah says the word basar and does it mean a fish as well? And the implication of the Chasam Sofer would be that that wouldn't be true. That the word basar only applied to basar behema and basar vaif, not to a fish. It would not apply to fish, and therefore it's only including the person's nether if he's nimlach or not. However, there is a mocking to maybe mechal at certain places in the Torah where we do find it, which is discussed in Rabbi Yudah Sad, which was Talmud Chasam Sofer in Chuvas Yudi Yala, Yeridei Simen Kuf Mem Gimel Ein Shom. Now this could possibly have a bearing la halacha, whether we say that the word basar applies equally to basar of a behemoth and basar of a oif. It could have a practical halacha in a number of cases, but one possible case is we find the halacha in Yeridei, in the Hilchos Nido, Simen Kuf Tzadik Ches, the halacha is that a woman who's going to the mikvah, she's not, when she's toivel, she cannot have any chatzitza while she's toivel. And because of that, one of the precautions, one of the gzeiris that the Shulchan Aruch brings down, is Yeshnaya Gois Shloi Lechol Basar V'yoyim Lechta Leveis HaTfilo. There's a minig that the day that the woman will be going to be toivel in the mikvah, the meaning is not to eat basar mipnei, because shehu nichnas bein hashinayim yoyis mimachal acher, gets stuck in a person's teeth more than other foods, and therefore as a precaution of it might come to a chatzit. So therefore the meaning was not to eat meat. Now the question is, what does this meaning include? Does this meaning, so the meaning says not to eat meat, not to eat basar. What's considered basar? Is basar behema basar? Is even basar oif basar? Or basar dogin? Might we say that basar dogin is also considered basar? So kenira, we would say that it would depend. Since the reason for the gzera is because nichnas bein hashinayim gets stuck between person's teeth, so then we would have to investigate and see what type of meat gets stuck between a person's teeth. Maybe it's only basar behema that gets stuck, and not basar oif. Maybe it's even basar oif and not basar dogin. So that might possibly be true. However, the Poskim discuss what happens if somebody, if there's a type of meat, if the meat is ground meat that's chopped up, that does not have, in such a case, it will not get stuck between a person's teeth. Would it be mutter for her to eat such basar or not? There's a discussion in the Poskim about it, and there are Poskim who are machmir. So if you hold like those machmir, those Poskim who say that it's also means to say that even if the original reason for the gzeira was because it gets stuck between the teeth, still, once there is a minig not to eat basar, that applies to anything that's considered basar, whether it gets stuck or whether it doesn't get stuck. And once that's the case, then we have to determine whether basar oif is considered basar or basar dogim is considered basar. So according to what we said, if we'll say, like the Chasam Sofer, or the Marik, Mirabon or Midiraisa, basar oif will be considered basar, so then this minig would apply equally to basar oif, as well as basar behema. In fact, most places can bring down that this minig applies equally to basar behema and basar oif. However, no one seems to say that this minig would apply to basar dogim as well. It would seem that the poskim over here assume that the iser, or the minig that says not to eat basar, would only apply to basar oif and basar behema, not to basar dogim, and therefore that would be a smach to this Rambam, or it might possibly be based on this Rambam, that basar dogim is not normally considered basar in halacha.